obviously devastated Cliff. You know, he's come down to goal difference in the end, but you know, we should never be in the situation we were in at this moment in time. We've been not ruthless enough in both boxes this season, and it's taken its toll. And again today, we have the better chances, and we end up giving away a poor goal. So we've got what we deserved in the end. You know, league table doesn't lie, and it absolutely kills me to say that.
It must be galling that after all it was in your hands, because Margate did slip up, and it, you know, until 17 minutes to go, you were staying up. That must grate.
Yeah, we got ourselves in a good position, and. You know, and once it filtered through that we, obviously, they had scored, that we had to go for it. We changed the formation, we put a centre-half up front, we went for it and done everything we could. So, apart from the ball didn't seem to drop. So, we did struggle in that last 15 minutes to break them down, but it wasn't through lack of try.
Magnificent first half, one up. Brian Stock had a chance for 2-0 early in the second, but then there weren't too many chances in the rest of the game to put the game to bed, and I guess that invited them. They didn't have many chances, but they had one and tucked it away. Some people thought it might have been offside.
His top half of his body, as the ball was kicked, was in behind our defender as his momentum goes forward. But we've struggled with that today as far as really making too many chances, but you know, I thought we had majority of the possession, but they looked a counter attack on us, and they did that. But you know, we should have cleared the ball to start with, and that is really what's killed us today.
What's the reason that the Hawks are down? You had a terrific ensemble of players, a squad that should have been at the other end of the table. Did they let you down, Lee, over the course of a season?
Yeah, and they let themselves down in the football club. Well, I just said to the lads in there, you know, there's no way with the squad we've got here, we should be where we are. So. Something's gone wrong somewhere. Somebody's cheating. Somebody ain't doing things right. So, you know, and too many of them gone in their shell throughout the season. And I don't think it's hurt us enough when we've lost games. I want it to be the be-all and end-all for these players. You know, I want players that want to run for a brick wall for the club. And you know, we've struggled with that at times. And that's hard to take because I signed the players, and you know, we've a couple of them haven't come off.
Oh, where does Lee Bradbury go from here?
First and foremost, I want to be at the club. I enjoy it, working at the club, and the chairman, the board have been great, the fans. But I feel we've let them down as well with obviously going down today. And that's something I've got to reflect on myself as well. But I want to be here. I want to take the club forward. I want to make amends for what's happened. Whether that's the same thoughts on board level, I don't know, but I've been assured it is. So we'll move on, we'll rebuild, and we kick on, and we've got to win the league next year.
I guess there would be an almighty clear out. I don't quite know whether you'd be able to afford the same wages playing at a lower level, but I guess you wouldn't want to keep everybody around after a wretched campaign.
Of course, we've got to weed a few out that haven't done enough this year, and we've got to rebuild. As first and foremost, we've got to be hungry, hard working, and the football's got to come secondary. And at times this year, it's been the other way around.
I think you were the second favourites for the league. It's raised a lot of eyebrows that the Hawks, who've been in the league since it started, are down today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and no, it's something obviously it's heartbreaking for me because I'm the manager and I bring the players here and you know work, you know, 6 days a week to try and improve the club. And the way it's gone this year has been absolute, really, really sort of heartbreaking for us. Really, you know, a lot of people come here. We've got a lot of volunteers that come into the club. And do a lot of work behind the scenes, and it's heart-wrenching, really.
It's be a given that, which whether you're in the Southern or the Ryman League, Hawks will be a huge club that hopefully will be able to put a smile back on the supporters' faces by winning a lot more games.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that if you're at the top of a league, you get a good support and feel-good factor around the place. But with the squad we've got at this football club, there's no way we should be in the position we're in. And I'll be hands up with that. I'm obviously a massive part of that. I bought a lot of the players here, majority of them. So it's something that I've got to reflect on and look at and learn. And it's the first time as a manager I've been in this situation, and I'm learning as well. I've been managing 5 years. I've always been the other end of the table, and for me to be where I am now is different.
I guess it's not going to make for the greatest summer. I guess it's going to be on everybody's mind. Well, when you take your breaks and everything.
Of course, yeah, we've got, you know, this is the ultimate scenario that we dreaded, and, you know, I've not even thought about it, to be honest, because I was trying to put all my energy and efforts and work into being positive and escaping the drop. So we've got a lot of evaluating to do and a lot of thought to go into it.
And if you stay as manager of the Hawks, or you stay as a manager, what could you have learned from the season 2015-16?
Plenty, Cliff. I mean, not really for radio is, but I've learnt a lot. And that's the most important thing. And the players have got to learn from it as well. But that doesn't help us now. You know, we're in the situation we're in because we let each other down, players. Let the club down, and the chairman and all the board, and myself included in that. I don't just blame the players. Obviously, I'm a major part of it, so I've got to hold my hands up as well.